The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Say a big amen. This is November Family Intervention Service, and we'll be speaking on family intervention for family development. We have two parts, part one and part two. And it's a loaded message this morning. It's a loaded message both for first service and second service. And you will be tremendously blessed in the name of Jesus. You were here in the course of the week on Wednesday for the next level worship. And you were blessed. Shout a big hallelujah. It was awesome. The presence of God was so heavy. The lead worshipers were so in tune with the Spirit of God. And we were amazingly blessed. And I know we'll never recover from those blessings in the name of Jesus. Family intervention for family development. It is God's utmost desire that your family is developed. That your family develops. Development is an essential thing in life. Development is an important factor in the life of everyone. Development simply means a process of growth or positive changes. A process of growth and positive changes. Development means, number two, progress. Somebody say progress. If you will experience progress, somebody say progress. Development means progress, it means advancement, and it means breakthrough. Development means progress, it means advancement, and it means breakthrough. And we are meant to progress as a family. We are meant to develop as a family, and we are meant to succeed as a family. Why is development so important for every family? Give us about 3 points under that in the first service, and then we will go into the main part of the message this morning. Why is development so important? Number one, development is important because that is God's desire and plan for everyone, for every family. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, for I know the thoughts I have towards you, the thoughts of good and not the thoughts of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That is God's plan. Also in Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, the Lord was speaking there, and the Lord said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will give him a helpmate. God wants every one of us to develop. He doesn't want anything bad to happen to your family. He wants the development, the advancement, and the progress of your family. Just like every good father wants his children to do well. Every good father looks after the welfare. Is an anomaly for a father not to look after the welfare of his children. It's not normal. It's not the usual trend. Number two, why is development so important for your family? Number two, the world is waiting for the manifestation, which you can also call the development of your family. Romans chapter 8 verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. People are waiting to see what your family will eventually become. They are waiting to see what this Jesus you are pursuing will do in your life. People are waiting to see what is the outcome of you being a Jesus boy or a Jesus baby. They are waiting to see what will happen as a direct result of your following this Jesus. But they will see great things. I said they will see great things. I said they will see great things. Don't let anybody deceive you. Everybody's waiting to see what you will bring from this Jesus. Everybody's waiting to see what will happen to your life after living the bad part of life and then drawing closer to God. What is your drawing closer to God, both you and your family, your regular going to church, your praying and fasting? What has it come? What has it become? Everybody's waiting. The name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, they will see great things. They will open their mouth, they will not be able to close it. Your amen should be more better than that. I said they will open their mouth and they will not be able to close it. Number three, why is development so important for your family? The family is meant to develop and progress from scriptures. Deuteronomy 32 verse 30. Deuteronomy 32 verse 30. From the scriptures, it is there and clear. How shall one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight? One person, when you are alone without a family, you are meant to be able to accomplish like 1,000. He said, but immediately you have a family, there is a multiplier effect, which will make you to achieve what? 10,000. 10 times better than where you were before you had a family. So from the scripture, development is automatic. It's meant to, if it's not so, it's an anomaly. It's not normal. Once you are a single guy, you don't have much, your life is just there. But when you get married, you begin to have children, your life is supposed to become something better than it was when you were a single person. That's how the scripture has put it. In the name of Jesus, you will not only be 10 times better, you'll be minimum of 1,000,000 times better. Say a louder amen. Let's go on. I'll tell us other things in the course of the second service. Quickly this morning, what are vital areas for family development? Vital areas for family development. I'll give us four in the first service and then give us fresh ones also in the second service. Vital areas for family development. Number one, when I say vital areas, I'm talking about areas that without them, the family cannot develop. Without these areas I'll be mentioning, your family cannot become what God wants them to be. And number one is spiritual development. If your family will develop, your family must pay close attention to the spiritual atmosphere of the family. And a family must develop spiritually as, that is, they must have a good spiritual foundation. Psalms 11 verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So every family must have a good spiritual base. Every family must have a good spiritual base. That is the ultimate of family development. That is the most important of family development. Don't trivialize the spiritual atmosphere of the family. Spiritual laziness and slothfulness will never move a family forward. Spiritual laziness and slothfulness will never allow a family to enjoy progression. Every family that takes the issue of spiritual development with levity experiences retrogression. But that will never be your portion. I said that will never be your portion. Because the devil is permanently against the family structure. The first major attack we saw in the Bible that the enemy brought is onto a family called the family of Adam and Eve. They were enjoying themselves, having fun in the garden where God gave to them. But they trivialized their spiritual life. They did not take it serious. And they were thrown out of the garden to start to struggle. To start to put to bed with pain and with anguish. To start to toil the ground before they can develop. To start to sweat before they can taste sweet. It wasn't like that before. Before now, the family was a beautiful place. Until they trivialized the issue of spirituality. They did not take it serious. So they did not end glorious. Every family that we develop must be serious with their spiritual life. And what are the forces for spiritual development? That's 1A. Number one is praying. Every family must be a praying family. Every family must be a praying family. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. You are meant to pray without ceasing. Every family must be a praying family. prayer is essential for every family. This is because there is power in joint prayer of families. Matthew 18, verse 18 to 20, particularly. Very, very, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again, I say unto you, now look at this. If two of you, someone say two of you, someone say family, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, I'm not the one that said this. If the two of you are husband and wife, and you now bring in your children and people that are staying with you together, and you are agree as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. If they shall ask for any, can you imagine that? That's like a blank check. If you ask for, so you don't need anybody. You just need God, and you need the power of spirituality to ask for anything. Many of us, the reason why many of the things that we really need, we don't get, because we ask for things that are too small. We ask for things from God that is things that even men can do. So we don't get much. But when you dear God and you ask for things as a direct result of your spiritual robustness as a family, you get it done. You will get things done this year. Number two, or 1B. 1B, I'm talking about forces for spiritual development. 1B is studying the word. Every family must take the issue of studying the word very seriously. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The family must take the issue of Bible studying very serious. I always tell my children, your Bible is more important than your school books. Yeah. I'm more interested in your studying of your word than your school books. Your school books is important, notwithstanding. But this is more important than your school books. When you let your children understand that, then the issue of spirituality in the family becomes a thing of seriousness. But how can the children ever think of reading the Bible when they have never even seen the father or the mother sit down with the Bible for 1 hour, 2 hours studying? You know, the parents are the best picture that the children follow. The parents are the best. Yes, your children see what you are doing, they just follow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Once you see my spiritual father, you understand the way I do things. You understand the way I preach. Because you naturally follow your father. Naturally. So it's the same thing. You as a parent must study regularly for your children to do the same. Don't just rush out in the morning. Spend time on the word so that you can conquer the world. When you spend time on the word, you conquer the world. One C. I'm talking about forces for spiritual development. One C is regular attendance in church. As a parent, if you want your family to develop, regular attendance in church must not be compromised. Hebrews 10 verse 25, not forsaking the assembly of the brethren, as some others, as the manner of some is, not forsaking. As a parent, you yourself must be regular in the house of God. David said, I will rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. A king, he said, I prefer to be in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I would rather be a doorkeeper. I would rather be an usher in the house of God than to be anywhere else. We're in a world now whereby things have become so global. Globalization. Internet is everywhere. A lot of people prefer to be inside their house and be watching services. There's nothing bad in that. But when there's an opportunity for you to be in church, be there. That's why if you are watching me right now from home or anywhere in the world, and you are meant to be in church and you are still at home, lounging, flexing, oh yeah, package yourself and be coming now. Yeah. Package yourself and be coming now. Because there are blessings in the house. And none of us here will miss out on those blessings today. I say nobody here will miss out on those blessings today. What God has in store for you, you will not miss out on those blessings today. Say a louder amen. So there are blessings available in the house of God. And you must attend regularly to partake in those blessings. And 1D, 1D. Forces for spiritual development is study, is 1D, sorry, is kingdom service. Hebrews 6 verse 10. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor, which you have showed towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. God will never forget you. Your service is one of my best scriptures in this world. God is never an unrighteous person. And he has shown us many times. He has shown us many times. Your service is an evidence of your spirituality. Your your stopping of your service, or your reluctant service, or your inefficient service is a signal of spiritual decay. Who are you serving? When you know who you are serving, even if they slap you in church, you don't have a problem. You don't have a problem. When they abuse you in church, what's your problem? I did not come for you. I did not come for HOD. I did not come for minister. I came to see God. And I'm serving him. And I will serve him till eternity. That's how somebody who wants to be blessed should behave. So, if your desire is family development, then spiritual development is important. And in embracing spiritual development, kingdom service is important. Can you see how it moves from face to face? It's a face. Don't just say, I'm born again. Yes, you are born again. From being born again, you move to spiritual development. Then, if you want spiritual development, then we begin to mention what you need to do one by one. You are prayerful. You are studyful. You are attending church regularly. You are serviceful. I was telling our leaders, some of our leaders that had a vigil here on Friday night, I said, it has never crossed my mind before that, okay, this is what somebody is going to give me for God, for serving God. Or this one. That's not the purpose of the service. Unfortunately, most people don't really appreciate that in this part of the world. They appreciate those that will be placing demand on them. You, well, by the time you are coming tomorrow, God said you should give me 1 million. You, God said you should buy me a Rolex wristwatch with a diamond. You, that's what people, they prefer deception. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. So, everyone that we enjoy family development must be a person embracing spiritual development. And number two, this morning, is emotional development. I'm talking about areas that will bring about the development of your family. I just exhausted spiritual development. Number two is emotional development. For your family to develop, you must upgrade in your emotional maturity. Things like anger, crying. You know, some people can cry for Africa. Small thing like this, they are crying. Yelling at your wife. Shouting at her at the top of your voice. Nagging. Quarreling. Some people can quarrel. Some people have decided to quarrel till Jesus will meet the quarrel. They quarrel till Jesus will meet the quarrel. It doesn't show spiritual development. Anger, crying, yelling, nagging, quarreling, assault. Some people even go ahead and beat the wife. Beat her. Remove belt. I say, you know, I've used it on you before. I will do it again if you don't keep that your mouth shut. It's not, it will not allow the family to develop. I've often told you, when your wife is not happy with you, especially when you are the one wrong, God is not happy with you. I tell you sincerely. And can I shock you? Some wives also beat their husband. Yes. Especially abroad, where women have power. Because abroad, if as a man you beat your wife and she reports to the police station, you can die inside cell. They can keep you inside cell as life imprisonment. That's why you see that a lot of houses there is CCTV in the house. So anything that happens, the video can cancel. The man will say, please wait first. Wait first. Let us go and play what is inside the house. Because she can just use a knife and tear herself. One hand, this place, and blood is everywhere. She said, she'll die 911. She said, the man caught me. Whereas he wasn't the one that caught her. She assaulted herself, and she said, the man assaulted her. Things are happening, though. Praise the Lord. Women also, you will see some women, they will slap their husband. Wah! These are men are so gentle. We slap them in the left, they will turn the right cheek. Praise the Lord. If you want your family to develop, please develop emotionally. You can't be crying where like a 100 level girl that the boyfriend said she's not doing again. As a married woman of 3, 4, 5 years, your husband is not happy with you. Immediately you start crying. That's emotional blackmail now. Immediately, I don't really like this thing. There's too much salt in this food. Immediately you start crying. Hey, I can't believe it. It means you are eating outside. No, it didn't. Okay, what did we throw? What did you catch? I said there is salt in this food. Did I talk about crying? Did I tell you that I need your tears to mix with the food to make the salt diluted? Carry the food. Mix it with the other one. Do some things to it and bring it back with another better seasoning. And say, I'm sorry. This is it. Refined, reprocessed. And then the man will say, thank you. Then life will go on. But immediately, I knew it. Not men are the same. Then the man will become angry. May the Lord give us understanding. So anger, crying, yelling, nagging, quarreling, assault should be avoided in the family. Don't use any form of blackmail for your spouse in the house. You don't have to be emotionally unstable. If you notice that you are a person that you are emotionally unstable, you get angry on everything makes you angry. You have to watch it. The Bible says anger lies in the bosom of fools. I understand that some people, their own work is to provoke you always. But I pray that the Lord will give you understanding. I said the Lord will give you understanding. One thing I know is that as a married person, as you are growing, you should be getting better. You should be getting better. Also, under the emotional development, give your spouse attention so that your spouse will not put you in detention. Give your spouse attention. Give your spouse attention regularly. Okay? So that they will not put you in detention or what you can call prison. Don't defraud each other. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 3 and verse 5. Don't defraud each other. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 5 and verse 3. Particularly, defraud ye not one another, except it will be with consent. It must be with consent for a time that you may give yourself to fasting, to prayers, and to come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. Verse 3. Give me verse 3. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. Emotional development is very, very important. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Emotional development is talking about interaction, fellowship with birth stability. Quickly, number 3, various areas for family, vital areas of family development. I said number 1 is what? Number 2. Number 3 is mental development. If your family will develop, there must be mental development. Mental development is talking about your wisdom level. Proverbs 4 verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Everyone that will develop mentally must go for wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, and therefore get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. One of the things that you enjoy most if you're a major member of this ministry is abundance of wisdom and what it takes to get success. It's one of our major focus as a ministry. Wisdom, success. Wisdom, success. Wisdom, success. Wisdom, success. You always hear that all the time. From inception till date, from day one this ministry started to date, our Wednesday service is called Wisdom Impartation. So this is a wisdom ministry. And you will never miss out on God's wisdom in Jesus' name. Being a Christian does not mean that you should not use your brain. Your brain is for gain. Your brain is for... Immediately you become born again doesn't mean that your senses will collapse. As you develop as a Christian, you should have mental prowess. Develop your ability in reading, through having a good reading culture. The gap between a husband and wife should not be too wide mentally. If you notice that as a husband, your wife is above you mentally, develop yourself. Develop yourself. You don't need to go to university because, for example, the universities are closed right now. But you can develop yourself through studious readings and listening to messages. Many went to school, but school did not pass through them. Yeah. So it's not only about school, but school is important. I'm not saying that the husband and wife, the educational disparity should be so much. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying the issue of development is once I see a man who is not reading and studying and acquiring wisdom, by the time I talk to you for just 5 minutes, I will know. Because your thinking will be shallow. The talk of that kind of person will be so shallow, will be something that is so, they will be talking of ephemeral things. They will be talking of small, small issues. But when you see a person who is mentally developed, has a goal, has a vision, knows where he's going, he's on the go, you won't see them with trivial issues as a man. As a woman too, develop yourself. Know what your husband likes. Know what the temperaments of your husband. Know what he loves. Know what he dislikes. Know the kind of person he is. Know how to train children. You are doing yourself a disfavor if you are a parent and you've never read any book on child training. It means you are training your children the way your parents trained you. Go to the market and buy books on training of children. The issue of studying is a lifelong thing. Immediately you get pregnant as a woman, there are books to read for pregnant women that will help you to know 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, this is what to do, 4 months, this is what to do, 9 months, this is what to do, until you give birth. Immediately you give birth, there are books to read on how to take care of the baby. Until the baby can crawl, walk, etc. So everyone must develop mentally. If I come to your house and you cannot show me a good library or a set of books that you have, I'm sorry, I might not have much respect for you. I'm sorry. That's just me. Because it means that all the money you have is being invested into ephemeral things. It's being invested into ephemeral things. How do you want to develop without learning? If you are not learning, you want to be lean. That's what it means. Because learning is for gaining. Learning is for transformation. Amen. I laugh. In those days many years ago, when I was still very, very much involved in counseling of people that were going to get married in this church. Some of the people that got married in this church know. One of the first questions I will ask you, and I'm sure the pastors that do it now, they see, and I still ask the question sometimes when I take the final class sometimes. Tell me the books you have read on marriage as you are preparing for marriage. Tell me the names of the books. Aside from the ones, because who will give you a list of books you have to go and buy? Learning. You must be learning every day. Every blessed day. You must be learning if you want to be successful. How can one spend 24 hours without reading anything? 24 hours, not reading anything. If you want to be stable, you want your family to develop, you must keep learning. That you went to school does not mean you are educated. Schooling has a specific calendar, but education is for a lifetime. Learning is for a lifetime. School is for a lifetime. It's for a short time. School is for a short time. But learning is for eternity. You know, last night, while I was in my study, I was just doing some calculation. I was looking at when my last born will graduate from school. I was trying to calculate it. I calculated it. I said, okay, so year to finish so school. So I was trying to calculate how many years I still need to be paying fees. You know, I was just doing the calculation that, okay, so year, finish this school, so year. Okay, so this is the year that I will know that. Praise the Lord. But when she has finished school, does not mean that is the end of learning. She must continue to learn through robust readings. Robust reading. Robust reading. Robust reading. I can talk about this till whenever. Praise God. Well, let me give us one more, then we'll go to pray. But the second service will be more explicit, because that one I'll be talking on issue of finance also. I will not talk about that in the first service. I reserve that for the second service. And that one is very, very serious. But let's go to number four, then we'll begin to round up. Number four, areas for family development is physical development. Physical development. Every family that we develop must be a family that embraces physical development. Physical development involves taking care of the house, taking care of your personal hygiene. Make your home clean and habit. Some people say, my husband, he likes coming home late. He likes coming home late because the house is not very clean. Don't leave your dustbin for many days in the kitchen and it's smelling from the kitchen to the bedroom. Let the hygiene of the house be important to you. If you are a very busy woman, like many of our women here, if somebody is staying with you or your children are grown up enough, delegate the assignments to them. You, it's your work to mop the house every morning. You, it's your work to empty the dustbin every day. You must wash the bathroom. So delegate the assignments. The house will have development if there is physical cleanliness. Don't leave your used sanitary towel inside black nylon bag and drop it somewhere. After 3-4 days, you can imagine what will be happening in the house. Don't do that. As a lady, even as a single lady, you forget that somewhere in your. Many years ago, one of my cousins, she's a big madam now. Somewhere abroad. In those days, in Lagos, she will forget her sanitary towel. We'll be wondering, what is smelling in this place? What is smelling in this place? What is... Then we'll begin to search. We'll just see beside her bed one set of nylon bags that she has. Okay, this is what is smelling. Then we call her name. Sometimes 3 days she will not take her bath. 3 days she won't bath. She will not take a bath. 3 good days, she will not take a bath. So, towel is smelling, body is smelling. The two combine, all join, everything is smelling. It's very important. Shave your armpit regularly. Guy, shave your armpit regularly. Let your hair
your hair do be done regular. Listen, ladies that are here today, listen to this. Your husband is born again, but his eyes are not blind. If you are looking shattered and dilapidated, and your husband's secretary is looking pam pam, in church he sees ladies pam pam, neighbors, you even have a place that there are plenty neighbors, plenty to see everywhere, they are looking very nice, they cut their nails very well, they look okay, but you as a lady, you just throw rapa here, you don't look physically attractive to your husband, you are calling for trouble. They're calling for trouble. So, look attractive. Use roll-on. No pastor will say, it's a sin to use roll-on. I don't know if any pastor will say, it's a sin to use roll-on. So that when you are near your husband, some things will not, because you see, sweat is a form of extraction of waste in the body. Am I speaking? Because I can see a lot of scientists, doctors, wonderful people here, scientists that are here this morning. If you don't allow it, then that's why you should take your bath regular. There are some women, they should even take their bath like 3 times a day. Because the level at which you sweat is on the aggravated level. But the minimum is morning and night. It's very important. There's a general saying, they say cleanliness is next to godliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Your cleanliness sometimes will show that you are a godly person. Sometimes, not all the time. The cleanliness, it shows that you are a serious-minded person. It shows that you are a serious-minded person. How clean your office is, how clean your house is, how clean your body is. If I were to go to your house now, as in I did not tell you I'm coming, I just go now, what will I find? I just go now. I say, oh yeah, let's go now to your house. Oh yeah. And I say, oh yeah, let's enter your parlor. Let's enter your bedroom. Let me see your bathroom, how it is. As in now, what will happen? Will I smile out and say, oh, thank God, or will I be unhappy? So, this is very, very important. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I know what? This is to everybody. It's not one or two or three people. As you are listening to me, people are listening to me from everywhere in Nigeria and even abroad. So it's for every one of us to improve. Well, let me just give us a few counsel and I'll round up. Counsel number one on this issue of family development is make spiritual development a priority in your family. Make it a priority. Pray together. Study the Bible regularly as a parent. Encourage your children to do the same. Listen to messages. Let them also listen to messages. Number two, counsel is endeavor to become a better person daily. Endeavor to become a better person daily. Every day, be better than yesterday. Every day, be better than yesterday. Be better than how you were last year. Be better than how you were last month. If you want to see a person whose family will never develop, it's a person who doesn't want to become better. Number three, counsel is yield to correction and godly advice. Yield to correction when your husband corrects you, when your wife corrects you, when your pastor corrects you, when your HOD corrects you. Yield to correction. Yield to correction. Immediately you are corrected. Number four, counsel is read books that will assist your knowledge base. Your knowledge base is your asset base. Your knowledge base is your asset base. Your knowledge base is your asset base. Read books that will help you to become better. Number five, where I will stop this morning, is make personal and family hygiene a priority. Make personal and family hygiene a priority. Make personal hygiene a priority. And make your family's hygiene a priority. I know that somebody has been blessed this morning. And if that person is you, shout a big hallelujah. If that person is you, shout a big hallelujah. The other part of this message will be in the second service. And I know that God will bless you. It's totally different from this. And I know it will. Or let me say, it's a continuation from here. I know the Lord will bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say a big amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.